USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Like a Hillary Clinton deplorables moment, the GOP, angered after President Trump's home was raided by automatic machine gun-toting FBI agents and the weaponizing of the judicial branch of government, is demanding answers. Republican representative from Kentucky, James Comer on Newsmax.
We don't just want to probe the Department of Justice and the FBI. We want to actually reform the FBI. There have been too many instances like this with the intelligence community.
In what Amazon calls a first of its kind, Amazon on Tuesday sued a Rhode Island man and his company for allegedly selling fake five-star reviews to bolster seller feedback on Amazon.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington State's King County Superior Court alleges that Trey King and his online business has been selling fake verified feedback to retailers. USA Radio News.
PaidForByGovernment.com. Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
A primary suspect in the recent murders of Muslim men in the Albuquerque, New Mexico area has been arrested.
Police in Albuquerque are announcing an arrest in connection with a string of murders that have rocked the Muslim community.
We arrested 51-year-old Mohammed Saeed and charged him for the murder of two Muslim men in our community, Aftab Hussein and Mohammed Faisal Hussein.
That's Police Chief Harold Medina. The two murders remain under investigation, and detectives will continue to work with the district attorney's office on potential charges for those. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Representing a significant escalation in the war, Ukraine's Air Force said Wednesday that 9 Russian warplanes were destroyed in massive explosions at an airbase in Crimea. Russia denied any aircraft were damaged in Tuesday's blast, or that any attack took place. USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
It's being reported by the New York Post and the Washington Post, some items taken from the Trump Florida home during a Department of Justice raid with automatic machine gun toting agents, a letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, a letter from President Obama, a cocktail napkin, and a birthday party menu. Lawmaker Representative Mike Turner, the Republican from Ohio, he told Newsmax FBI director better come up with a solid answer for his actions.
The issue here is that they better have a very high level of a national security issue or threat, as they're just justification to raid a former president of the United States House. Remember, this has never been done in history. Certainly not two members of an administration with Ray and the Attorney General approving raiding a former president's house who's the political rival of the administration that they're sitting in. One thing that we know, Donald Trump has more classified information in his head than he does in his desk. So to send the FBI in to raid his home, and that's why we're demanding answers from FBI Director Wray.
Due to Jennios vaccine shortages at the federal level, the Food and Drug Administration issued an emergency use authorization on Tuesday that allows healthcare providers to reduce the dosage of the monkeypox vaccine to one-fifth of what it had been given till now. The United States has recorded nearly 9,000 monkeypox cases this year. My name is Lance Pry. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.